Chapter 69. I went directly from the South Pole to Sandringham. Christmas with the family. Hotel Granny was full that year, overrun by family, so I was given a mini room in a narrow back corridor among the offices of palace staff. I'd never stayed there before. I'd rarely even set foot there before. Not so unusual. All Granny's residences are vast. It would take a lifetime to see every nook and cranny. I liked the notion of seeing and exploring uncharted territory. I was a grizzled polo explorer, after all. But I also felt a bit unappreciated, a bit unloved, relegated to the hinterlands. I told myself to make the best of it, use this time to protect the serenity I'd achieved at the pole. My hard drive was cleaned. Alas, my family at that moment was infected with some very scary malware. It was largely to do with the court circular. That annual record of official engagements done by each member of the royal family in the preceding calendar year. Sinister document. At the end of the year, when all the numbers got tallied, comparisons would be made in the press. Oh, this one's busier than that one. Oh, this one's a lazy shit. The court circular was an ancient document, but it had lately morphed into a circular firing squad. It didn't create the feelings of competitiveness that ran in my family, but it amplified them, weaponized them. Though none of us ever spoke about the court circular directly or mentioned it by name, that only created more tension under the surface, which built invisibly as the last day of the calendar year approached. Certain family members had become obsessed, feverishly striving to have the highest number of official engagements recorded in the circular each year, no matter what. And they'd succeeded largely by including things that weren't, strictly speaking, engagements. Recording public interactions that were mere blips, the kinds of things Willie and I wouldn't dream of including. Which was essentially why the court circular was a joke. It was all self-reported, all subjective. 9 private visits with veterans helping with their mental health, 0 points. Flying via helicopter to cut a ribbon at a horse farm, winner. But the main reason the court circular was a joke, a scam, was that none of us were deciding in a vacuum how much work to do. Granny or Pa decided, by way of how much support, money, they allocated to our work. Money determined all. In the case of Willie and me, Pa was the sole decider. It was he alone who controlled our funds. We could only do what we could do with whatever resources and budget we got from him. To be publicly flogged for how much Pa permitted us to do, that felt grossly unfair. Rigged. Maybe the stress around all this stuff stemmed from the overarching stress about the monarchy itself. The family was feeling the tremors of global change, hearing the cries of critics who said the monarchy was outdated, costly. The family tolerated, even leaned into, the nonsense of the court circular for the same reason it accepted the ravages and depredations of the press. Fear. Fear of the public. Fear of the future, fear of the day the nation would say, okay, shut it down. So, by the time Christmas Eve 2013 rolled around, I was actually quite content in my back corridor, in my micro room, looking at photos of the South Pole on my iPad, staring at my little test tube, cleanest air in the world. I took off the cork stopper, downed it in one.